All right, this next vehicle, which is very interesting because I've in the past owned a Chevy Blazer EV. I've actually had, the Bolt EV, which great vehicles. They work phenomenal, and I've got nothing really, and people have heard me talk about those. I did those back in the day to learn about EVs from, you know, my perspective, not what anybody else is saying. But you drove a 2024 Honda Prologue all-wheel drive Elite, which is basically, and for all intents and purposes, a Chevy Blazer, correct?
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest with you, Dad. I was rather surprised when I did that. I asked you, I said, did you know that this car is the same? And so for folks that don't know, yeah, it's a Chevy Blazer EV. Basically, Honda said, we want to get into the EV market, the EV SUV market, mm-hmm. but we don't want to completely redo the platform yet. I think they will, and this partnership's probably only a few years. But as far as because they essentially took most of the underpinnings of a Chevy Blazer, and they basically did. They changed a few things as far as the infotainment system. They kind of merged theirs, and I actually really like their infotainment system. And then
it's better than Chevy's, by the way.
Well, and I will say this. I like the look of it because, folks, some of the EVs, they don't need the airflow in the front.
Right, so they take all that away.
Nothing to cool down.
That's right.
So they take it away, and they kind of make it a little bit more futuristic-y, that sort of thing.
Right.
Well, the Prologue, Dad, does not have that feel. It has a little bit more of a nice
engine vehicle
SUV.
Feel.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It looks
yeah.
a little bit more traditional. And what I will say is I really like that. I got several comments from people on that. Now, there's some differences, and I'm not going to sit here because I think it's 4%. Of Honda buyers or crossover buyers with GM.
Right.
And so honestly, folks, most people aren't going to know this vehicle, Dad, depending on the weather conditions, that sort of thing, on a full charge, you can probably go about 300 miles on a full charge,
okay.
which is really not too bad.
No,
and I know that
well.
It's something that you have real world tested. You have owned the counterpart of this vehicle. And so you can attribute to it. This car, especially for folks that are looking to kind of get into I'll say the entry level of the EV SUV market is definitely something for people to consider.
All right. Folks, for those of you interested, go test drive one of these. There will be some of these at this point on dealer lots. You can go test drive one of them at your local Honda dealer. Let them know that John and Richard Rush, both from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason, sent you. This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.